Look at you. You're just like so many things going on. I guess the first question, of course, is how did you end up as the guy in the cup? Like, I know you've partnered with Duncan before. Talk to me about this partnership with Clua as well, bringing
Yeah,
them
I mean,
together.
it like makes sense, right? I've been drinking Dunkin' since I was a kid and working construction in Boston, and I love Kahlua. So, like right now, the big thing is collabs, and they came together. And you say, like you mentioned, I've worked with them in the past, so it seemed like a really good fit for me, like really on
Yeah.
brand. So, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Have you always been a guy who liked to spike your coffee with some Kahlua? Like, did you grow up doing that?
I mean, we did it. We went outside, like when it was cold out, we would. But like this new caramel liqueur, like I like it over ice, like just as a drink. It's
Yep.
good. And I like to put it in my iced coffee. But yeah, that's pretty standard when the weather's cold to spice it up a little.
Who at home between you and Amber usually does like either making the coffee or making the cocktails, I guess.
I mean, I like to go out almost every day to get coffee. And then at home, we got four kids who are busy, so it's usually after they go to sleep. That's
Okay.
the most important time.
That's fair. So I saw part of the campaign. Did you actually get to meet Selma? Were you guys filming it all together or no?
So it's actually funny. We filmed on set the same day, and my interaction with her, I actually went into the wrong trailer at the beginning of the day. And I walked in there, and there's like three hairdressers, like a couple dogs running around, some makeup people. And she kind of just looks over and she's like, "Honey, I think you're in the wrong trailer." I was like, "I got it. I'll go to my trailer where there was nobody in it except for me and my agent."
That's so funny. So, but you guys didn't film like on the same at the same time, I guess.
We did, but separately. So, like, we filmed the cup stuff kind of separately from when she was doing the telenovela stuff.
Yeah, which is fun. I have to imagine Salma Hayek doesn't watch a lot of reality TV. She doesn't watch Survivor, does she?
I don't know. I feel like this was kind of like a play on the traitors, like the reveal, with the mask.
Yeah.
It was in the cup, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've been obviously making the rounds, doing a bunch of campaigns. We've seen you on Dancing with the Stars, which I want to talk about. But do you ever get starstruck, Rob, or not really?
I mean, somebody asked me the other day, I was talking with someone, they're like, "Who would you be like really excited, And I don't like as far as like actors and actresses, like not really, but like my like Mount Rushmore, Tom Brady, right? Like Boston quarterback. I actually did meet him about, 15, 20 years ago when Amber and I first got together. But I don't really feel like I get starstruck, but it would be cool to hang out with him, I think. And of course,
Yeah.
the other Boston Duncan guys, Matt and Ben, will be pretty cool.
I know. I'm like, when are you gonna be in a commercial with those two? Or at least Ben. He's been doing a lot of them. But yeah, I figured sports guys maybe you'd care about more about.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's gonna be a reveal on Watch What Happens Live tonight or tomorrow night, I forget which night. Are you a Bravo guy? Like obviously the traitors, you were in those circles with some of those people. Are you and Amber into Bravo at all?
So before Traitors, definitely not. Like I couldn't tell you the difference between like a housewife or any of the other shows, but like Traitors was fun because it kind of brought together a lot of different people from different genres, right? And like on one hand, the competitive reality people are on this side, and then it's like the housewives and the dramatic drama shows are over here. And when you put them together, it's kind of interesting. Like you don't know what's going to happen. But at the same time, like I made some pretty cool friendships, out of that show, meeting up with Dylan and Sierra and a lot of people that I wouldn't normally probably even have come in contact with. And Andy's really cool too,
Yeah.
He hosted the finale of the show and he's a great guy.
Yeah. Speaking of Dylan, I know you were at Dancing with the Stars with your family this week, like rooting him on. What was that like? And did the girls have fun?
Yeah, they had so much fun. So my younger girls are on fall break this week. So last year I went to a golf event with my oldest daughter, Lucia, and she got to meet Dylan. So I told the younger two that I would take them out to go to see Dancing with the Stars and let them meet him. And then all of a sudden the older two are like, "Well, we want to go too." And they're in high school and they have school. So Amber's like, well, if they're going, I'm going too. And then everybody's missing school and work. And it was a quick trip. We're only there for 2 days, but we had a blast. And we went out to dinner after with his dance partner, Daniela, and her husband, and Dylan's girlfriend, and Danielle Fishel, and her
Okay.
husband also. We had a great time. Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan's doing well. Like, what do you think are his chances of winning the Mirrorball?
I mean, a lot better after last week, right? He
Yeah,
got
yeah.
four nines. He's definitely crushing it. He's improved a lot, and I think that growth shows, during the commercial break, Derek Ho came over to me. He's like, he's crushing it. Derek Huff, not Ho. Sorry, my bad.
No, you're fine. Speaking of Dylan, because I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, you're someone that's like not friends with everyone. Like you're pretty picky about like who you spend your time with. Why Dylan? Like, why is this bromance still going strong?
I don't know. We kind of just hit it off. We're like kindred spirits, like a little bit opposites attract, I guess. We're different, but at the same time, we're the same. Like I like my Dunkin' caramel swirl over ice. He likes his with low calories.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Like we just, it's weird. Like the people that I'm friends with, I like feel like we have like a lot in common. And on the surface, it might not look like that, but like he's just, he's such a great dude, and we just kick it real fun together.
I know you've been asked this probably. Would you do Dancing with the Stars? Have you and Amber talked about this?
Mean, we have. I'm a terrible, terrible, terrible. Like, I can't emphasize how terrible I am at dancing, but, if I learned one thing after 25 years, it's never say never. And it's like, I don't like even watching him rehearse the other day. I was like, man, I could never do this. It's way like my brain is just so I don't know. It would take a lot of prodding, but I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe, maybe, maybe. We'll
All
see.
right. Are you and the family caught up on this season of Survivor? Are you behind? Because I know got a lot going on.
I'm caught up except for last night, so don't ask me anything about last night. That's what you want to ask about.
No. I was just curious if you and did the family watch together? I know your kids are in high school. Like, are they still into the show?
They are somewhat. I mean, they'll
Yeah.
watch it. We used to watch it like a lot, as a family, but now Amber usually watches still, and the other kids, the little ones, watch sometimes. I mean, we watch it as a family, but just not as religiously as we did before.
Do any of them have any interest in playing?
I'm sure the little one, my littlest one, she is something else when it comes to like strategy and games. Like we play games at home, and she does not like to lose. She
Okay.
wants to win all the time. But they all would be decent. I don't know that they'd all like handle the outdoors and the suffering and the hard part of it. They've had it pretty easy. But you
That's
never
fair.
know. Yeah.
In terms of Survivor 50, obviously people are always like, this person should have been on, this person. What do you think about these like big returning player seasons? Like, I don't know. Are you excited? Like, will you watch it or?
Of course, I'm gonna
Yeah.
watch. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. Like Survivor 25 years, it's been in my life. I'm excited to see some of the players. I didn't feel the need to go out and play anymore. Like I feel like my journey in Survivor has been complete as a contestant, and like I really did just want my spot to go to someone else. So, but I do. I have people that I've played with that are going to be on this season, some friends. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah. I have a question about answer how you want, obviously, but pre-gaming. Because I feel like if I remember for at least 40, if Sandra didn't know you were out there and all that stuff. And I know pre-gaming happens every time we have returning players. Do you think it's more helpful or harmful to like be talking
Here's
before the
the
game?
thing, I've never ever subscribed to it. I've never done any of it. To me, it felt dirty, right? Like I'll do whatever during the context of a game within the rules to try to bend the rules to my favor, but I just feel like it was out of bounds. And then after time went on, especially after 40, I was like, man, it's like you can't have that mentality because everybody's doing it now. If you don't do it, then you're at a huge disadvantage. But at the same time, you still don't know how the tribes are going to be divided. You don't know who's going to be on your side, who's not going to be on your side. And if there's one thing about Survivor, it's that you have to expect the unexpected. You don't know what twists are in store. So all the best laid plans go to waste when, all of a sudden one thing changes. I think you have to have open relationships if people call you or reach out to you. I mean, before I would just not pick up the phone and be like, I'll see you out there. Now I think you got to give them the lip service. Yep, it's cool, it's cool. But know that when you get there, all bets are off.
I think that's the perfect way to describe it, because I feel like you don't want to lock yourself into too much too. But okay, so you said expect the unexpected. We saw you on Big Brother this season, Rob. It's something I never thought we would see. I guess, what are your thoughts on that show? You've played so many of these shows. Do you think Big Brother would be tough, or you be like a cakewalk?
For me personally, like strategically, like see, it's hard for me to describe because I have a reputation now. So like going into it with a bunch of people I don't know versus people that know me, it's hard. The biggest turnoff for me to Big Brother, like I love the show, I love the strategy, but it's the fact that it's in the summer and it's all summer. And my kids are at the age where I don't want to give up a whole summer to go sit in a soundstage in LA to play a game. Okay. Like, more appealing would be like the 2 week celebrity version where it's like, while they're in school or something, maybe you could get behind something like that. But I'm not giving up a whole summer to go out there with my kids, to
That
go out there and be away from my kids, rather.
totally fair, Rob. I remember you and Amber when you were on Amazing Race getting stopped all over the world. People knew who you were. Obviously, you've been on TV for so long, even more so, I feel like the last few years. Do you get stopped a lot still now, especially with the resurgence of traitors and all this?
Yes, and it's a little bit annoying for my teenage daughters,
Is it? Yeah.
yeah,
So.
I get it. It's been 25 years, and like people feel like they relate and they know, and it's almost always positive. So it's like, how do you not, just acknowledge people that want to say, you did a good job? It makes me feel good. So
Oh,
they'll be
real
good.
quick. Is that what Dylan was referring to? He like did some interview and like kind of said you were filming something with him. Can you tease anything about that, or is that this?
That's something completely different, and you'll be hearing about that soon too.
Okay.
Like we
All
don't
right.
have enough going on. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
But that's no, a project that we've been working on together. So it's coming soon, very, very soon, like in the next few weeks.
Very exciting. Okay, cool. Well, Rob, it's always nice catching up with you.